able to see her. By the advantage of technology, we're not able to see her. She's somewhere where we have no real access. But here, visually, we're able to be with her. And as I was mentioning last night, that through the medium of transcendental sound and the power of bhakti yoga, it enables us to have a kind of connection that is invaluable. When my father was in hospital, I was in Vrindavan, and unfortunately he got pneumonia in the hospital, and that's what he ended up passing away from. But my mother, when I phoned, she said, "You should, if you want to see him, you have to come now." So somehow they managed to put me on a plane. I came through London, continued on to Montreal, and I was there 24 hours. Gradually, his functions came down, and his breathing slowed. It's a reality that is the world in which we live. Is that the body is a machine, very extraordinary machine, well, it's designed by the best designer, but at the same time, it's like Rolls Royce. Ultimately, it wears out. And the parts wear out, and when they wear out, it stops functioning. Overall, the body ceases to function. And yet, within that body of temporary material energy is the soul. That soul which moves the body, like the hand inside the glove, or the hand that moves the puppet. Ultimately, it's the hand where the life is, and the glove is just moving on top of it. And that soul is... We use the word entrapped, but actually it's entrapped itself by identifying with matter. In order to be able to falsely identify with the body, the body identifies with this, and in a situation where a Vaishnav is departing from the world, then they start disconnecting from the body. At a certain point, one no longer wants to be within the body, in a way that yogis, advanced devotees, Haridas Thakur, he no longer wants to reside within the body because it's not a suitable host, and because that identification or that attraction, attachment to this matter has dissolved. Lord Kapila Dev says that Bhakti Yoga systematically dissolves the subtle body of the living entity. As a devotee chants Hare Krishna, then the subtle body, which means the false ego, that false identification, gradually dissolves, and the soul no longer has any real desire to stay in the body. Alternatively, when actually someone has rendered sufficient devotional service, but for some reason they're not able to make that decision, or because they don't have that type of knowledge to be able to actually leave. So Krishna then makes that decision for them, as we're also seeing. And before I forget, I mentioned Haridas Thakur. That's actually a appropriate reading to do when Priyasakhi leaves, and that is to read Leela or pastime of the disappearance of Haridas Thakur. It is a traditional Vaishnav custom. And Krishna gives the opportunity, and ultimately takes away that attraction, or makes the circumstances such that the soul no longer wants to stay, has to stay, the obligation is no longer there, and therefore what we see, I think a week and a half that Priyasakhi's been in hospital, right? And what we see is a week and a half, to her, is a very short span of time. Her experience of time is different than ours. It's a span of time, just like when you have time, when you make a decision. Of course, sometimes our decisions get agnostically drawn out. But when we make a decision in a relatively short period of time, it looks long on our side, relatively short on her side, and those attachments gradually, as you would say, in a certain circumstance, all right, I surrender, I give up, I'll let it go, and then you take another course of action, you make a certain decision in the period of time that we do say something like that, and then in that period of time she's working, and when that that expression is done, then Krishna comes and takes your hand, and then takes you on. All right, then we should go. You can leave this behind. So that's also part of the departure, and subtle connection also means that while Vaishnavas pray and Vaishnavas always appeal to the Lord, but But we also, at a certain point, are willing to say, all right, if that's what has to be done, then you go. Otherwise, our attachment, dimension, or dynamic of reality, what Krishna wants her to do, they shouldn't come in conflict. And at a certain point, we need to be able to say, yes, if that's what has to happen, then you go with our blessings. And you have our blessings. If it's the best thing, then go. And it was like with Srila Prabhupada, in the end of Prabhupada Lilamrita, Satsurup Maharaj says, when would we ever tell Prabhupada it's okay to go? It wasn't possible for us to do that. It's not built into the dynamic of a disciple or into someone who loves somebody else. But still at some point, when we also see that this is the inevitable way in which things are moving, then if that's the best thing, then you have our blessings. So that our bonds of attachment, the bonds of attachment are with keeps the soul connected to the body, that our bonds of attachment, that same attachment that's giving her so much strength, the same devotion that gives her strength and encouragement, bonds of attachment don't keep her unnecessarily. So it's a lesson we're learning. Now we see it directly. Priya Sakhi, a lesson that Krishna is also telling us, that yes, this will happen to you. Whoever we are, whether we're Shivaram Swami or anybody, that ultimately when we're in the world, this also has to happen to you. And when it becomes inevitable, what the course of direction is, then everyone with the power of the holy name has to be able to express, yes, if this is the best thing for you, then go. And you have our blessings. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guru Pe Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatadesha Tarine. If you want me to continue, I'm going to just read. If someone would like to speak, tell me. If you want to continue, tell me.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Rateshwar Das would like to join the Zoom, but he's not, he doesn't want to necessarily see the picture, so I'm going to take the live camera off and he can join the Zoom. Is that okay?
Yes. Yes, everything's okay.
He'll still be here, so she can still hear.
She can still hear everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Rastika, I'm going to email you the link. Join.